Kirk Cousins was very good on Sunday. Cleanest game he's played. Still probably the first game against Tampa, just from a stat standpoint, maybe was his best. I don't know. Sunday might have been his best game. We're picking between two Tampa games, too, exactly. By the way. Kills those guys.
He owns them. He owns Tampa.
owns Tampa.
Yes.
Which is great. Yeah.
Eight touchdowns?
And like 800 yards.
Yeah. And two wins. The biggest thing.
Two wins. Two most important things. Two wins. 4-0 in the division, like we talked a lot about yesterday and Monday. And all good stuff. The most important thing is just the offense week over week outside of the Seattle game. Hopefully that proves more and more to be an outlier. The offense just looking more in rhythm and in sync, because obviously that's the identity of the team right now. That also makes sense as the season goes on. Like, the better that unit gets, and they seem to be getting better week over week, the better this team is, and that's why they're 5-3 right now and in a really good spot.
Well, yeah, I mean, I mentioned a couple weeks ago, this is an offensively driven team.
You know that.
And in order for this team to get to where they want to go, this offense has to carry. Now, the defense got to do something. You know, I mean, you can't in the NFL, you don't want 35 every damn weekend,
no.
You know, because you got to figure out a way, because sometimes Kirk is not going to play as clean.
Yeah. Sometimes there's just a little off and you have some turnovers like they did against Seattle.
I mean, sometimes those things happen. And if you complimentary football, you know, at a 60-40, you know, clip, it's hard to win this league. Like, you'll luck up and you'll beat some teams that are equal to you or better than. I'm sorry, you're equal to or better than. You know, with that kind of philosophy, which they have been doing, kind of, because they lost to Seattle, who I think they're better than.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you asked the question yesterday about who do you believe and trust in the NFC. The teams that we talked about, I don't think they can beat them that way. I don't think you can beat Detroit without being able to. Now, Detroit's defense isn't all that.
They're not great.
And then you look at San Fran. We know what San Fran is. You know,
they're coming.
If they get 23 back.
Yeah, they're coming.
When they get 23 back, they're going to be a problem, because – believe it or not, Brock Purdy's played really damn good this year.
He has.
He's played really good this year. Now, I know they lost Brandon Ayuk for the season, but the young man who got shot, Pearsall. He looked good last week also. And so, I mean, the biggest thing with them is their health. That's always San Francisco thing, is health. Debo got hurt again.
It is. I know. Now he got hurt. Before he had pneumonia.
Yeah.
It's just like he's the least lucky player in the league as far as health goes.
Yeah, man.
Because sometimes it's sickness, sometimes it's injury, and sometimes it's both. But San Francisco has the track record of, as long as there's that light at the end of the tunnel of health, Shanahan teams always get better in the second half of the season. They're always playing their best ball in December. It even adds to that, like we said, with McCaffrey likely coming back after the bye. Like, it's pretty easy to look at them in that division as well and be like, yeah, they'll be all right.
Yeah.
They'll be all right. They're going to probably come out of that division. And obviously Detroit and other teams that are kind of at the top of the NFC, you're going to have to find a way, because the recipe so far has been offense does what it does. Kirk can pass the ball. They're getting Pitts more involved. He's been very good the last 4 weeks. And then playmakers like Bates or AJ or whoever on defense will make a play, and that'll sort of help you, I don't want to say steal the game, but that's sort of your defensive game plan.
Yeah.
Because you're not doing it consistently.
That's the biggest thing.
You're not doing it the way you'd like to by winning the line of scrimmage and just being stout on defense. You're doing it by having really good players on the back end that step up and make big plays.
And that's great, you know, because the thing is that they're making plays and they're not getting what they need from the front.
Right.
To allow them to make more plays and allow them not have to cover as long and cover as deep routes. Because teams are able to make explosive plays, whether you want to call them 15 or more, 20 or more plays on them in the passing game, is because there's no rush.
Mm-hmm.
And then with there's no rush in the way they're playing defense with this high two safeties, there's holes.
Yeah.
There's holes. There's big holes in these zones. And when you talk about throwing those routes, those 15-plus yard routes down the field, you got to have time as a quarterback because it's a longer developing route. And as a cornerback, DB, whatever, it's hard to cover all that space. It's just like it's like 7-on-7.
Yep.
You know, it's hard to cover all day in 7-on-7. You know, when you sit there and when a quarterback on a 7-step drop, whatever drop you want to call it, and the routes are 10-plus yards and they're patting the ball going through their progression, that means they're not getting pressured.
Right. Good thing a lot of these guys grew up playing 7-on-7.
Yeah.
Because it kind of feels like that out there
exactly.
On Sundays sometimes. I saw a stat earlier this week that it's not that surprising, but still sucks. I think we know because it's this year. Falcons are worse in the NFL at sacking the quarterback this year. They went back 5 years. Falcons have the least sacks in the NFL the last 5 years.
Yeah.
They went back 15 years. Falcons have the least sacks in the NFL the last 15 seasons combined. And when they went back to the year 2000, the only reason the Falcons aren't last, they're second to last, is because the Texans didn't start playing NFL football until 2002.
Yeah.
So
unbelievable.
We're not making it up.
Unbelievable.
It really has been a generation and a half of ineptitude at getting to the quarterback.
I played.
That's before you got in the league.
No, yeah, it is. But when you said 2002, I was like, Texas. Yeah, we played the Texans their first home game. Yeah,
so
we played against Texas in their first ever home game.
Had they played those other two seasons and averaged the amount of sacks that they've averaged since then they wouldn't be last.
Yeah, but, you know.
It 25 years.
It is what it is, dog.
It is what it is. Not only is what it is, it is what it's been.
Because the thing about it, they put resources into it as far as the position title. And about the players themselves.
Yeah, right.
They've drafted defensive ends. They've signed.
Signed them. Free agents.
We still can't believe that. I remember we were working and we started offseason conditioning. And when they signed Ray Edwards, and we were all like, who? They gave that dude all that money. Talking about the dude from Minnesota that we were housing his ass. And okay. Like, folks couldn't believe that the Falcons gave him all that bread.
That was just, like, if you were feeling crazy, you know? Because if you say the same thing over and over again, you're like, dang, am I going nuts? You're not.
Yeah.
You've been complaining about it for 25 years for good reason.
Yes.
Because that's what it's been.
Yes.
Just know you're all right if that's what you think. They're not. Hopefully they'll get better at it. There's a trade deadline in a week or so. Maybe they'll address it. But, you're right. That has been the case.